Good morning, ladies. Today we will be demonstrating the proper method for draining a boy. As you know, milking boys is necessary to keep them submissive. A boy that isn't thoroughly drained on a daily schedule can become unruly and undisciplined, which is unacceptable. When all of you ladies leave this class, you'll be able to purchase your own male and will need to be well practiced in the fine arts of ball draining to keep your property obedient. Now, let's bring out the test subject. This one was purchased for my home use, but I felt he would be fitting for the class demonstration. Notice he has a leash on him. Males who haven't been milked recently often require a leash in case they get unruly. Let's bring him to the milking block. Come here, boy. Come here. Don't be frightened. Good boy. Now, I will remove his Velcro pouch and expose his genitals. There. Bring your boy up to the milking block so his genitals are coming out of the hole on the other side of the milking block. Now, securely fasten his wrists and ankles to the milking block with the attached leather straps. There. All ready. Please never milk a boy unless he is firmly fastened and secured. The milking process is incredibly intense and frightening to them. An unsecured male might try to get away from the milking or damage himself during his orgasmic convulsions. We can't have that. If you find the noises bothersome, you could always fit them with a ball gag as well. I personally like to hear their screams and whimpers without a gag, so I will leave it off him. How are you feeling, honey? A little scared? A little embarrassed to be naked in front of my whole class of beautiful women? Oh, that's okay, baby. That's natural. I'm looking forward to our first milking together. I hope you'll be a good boy for me. Do you think you can be a good boy for Mummy? Good. Good boy. I was just giving the male some reassuring words. The milking process is part physical, part psychological. You need to be talking to the male through much of the process. This helps imprint your dominance over them. Notice how I was also just softly stroking his bottom when I was talking to him. Your touch and your words go together to make the boy submissive. I'm just letting my right hand run softly over his bottom and his thighs and back to his bottom, making him feel relaxed and at ease. And look what's happening. Just my slow, sensual touch is having an effect on his penis. It's starting to stir. Good boy. Now, I'm going to bring my hand around to the front of the milking block and I'm just going to cup his balls in my hand. There we are. And just softly massage the balls back and forth, back and forth. Look at how his penis is responding. It's getting erect. Good boy. Does Mummy's hand feel good petting you, my little pet? Oh, I know it does. Look at how your little penis is getting hard for me. What a good boy. Would you like it if Mummy would take that penis in her hand and just start petting it back and forth? Would you like that, honey? I know you will. Yes, I do. Notice how I was referring to myself as Mummy. This is an integral part of the process to instill a feeling of submissiveness and obedience in the male. No word carries more psychological power to a male subconscious than Mummy. They will naturally want to please and obey their Mummy. Get into the habit of always referring to yourself as such with your males. Now, while one hand is petting his balls, I will use my other hand to softly stroke his penis. How does that feel, precious? Very good, doesn't it? Yes. Oh, your breathing is changing, honey. Starting to let out little gasps? That's so sweet. I like how you're getting nice and hard in Mummy's hand. Good boy. Doesn't it feel good when it gets hard and Mummy's hand just gently glides up and down and up and down? That's so nice, precious. Oh, I can feel a little bit of pre-cum coming out the tip. Very good, little one. Let me kiss my good little boy on his forehead. Now, the male has emitted some pre-cum. He is ready for more vigorous milking. First, in order to catch all of his semen when he comes, I will fasten the collection bulb to the head of his penis. You can see how this bulb is collected to a long tube. All of his semen will be collected into the tube to use later whenever you wish. I will now apply some of this milking cream to both of my hands. There. And now I'll bring my hands back to his erect penis and balls. There we go. You can grip his shaft tightly with the milking cream. Just close your fist nice and tight and run it from the tip of his penis to the base and back to the tip, giving slow, smooth strokes. With my other hand, I can massage and stroke his balls. Notice his facial expression. His mouth is open wide as his breathing has become laboured, and he is making all sorts of helpless whimpering noises. Make sure to continue to speak to him to imprint his submissiveness with your milking. Oh, how does that feel, baby? Is Mummy making her little baby feel good? Yes, I am. I just love to hear my baby make little whimpering sounds as I stroke him. Yes, I do. It feels so nice to feel you quake and shiver between my loving hands gliding all over your throbbing shaft. Do you like it when Mummy twists her hand like this as she's going up and down on that little penis? Yes, you do. Oh, that feels so wonderful when Mummy corkscrews her hand over you like that. You're doing very well, baby. Good boy. Notice how the boy is emitting more and more pre-cum from his penis. It's oozing out of him. I can feel with my other hand how his balls are retracting up into his body. This means he's getting closer to orgasm. In order to prolong the milking and produce the maximum yield from his balls, you should grip around the base of his scrotum with your hand and tightly grip it shut. Listen to him let out little yelps at that, and he's starting to get quite scared from the growing intensity of the milking. I will increase my stroking tempo. Now, you can see the boy has started to shake all over his body. His orgasm is approaching, and it fills him with a sense of hopelessness. Notice how he's trying to pull back from my milking fists, but he can't due to his restraints. Oh, it's just too intense, honey. Is it too much? Don't worry, precious. Mummy knows exactly what she's doing. I have done this to so many boys, honey. I know just how to increase that pressure in your balls. So when I finally let you come, you'll be screaming and shooting for over a minute, dear. Yes, you will. And Mummy will be with you the whole time, taking you through it. That's right, honey. It's now time for his first ejaculation. I will increase the speed of my milking fist dramatically while gripping his balls tightly. He will start to go into convulsions trying to come, but my hand around his balls will prevent it. When you feel that he can't take it anymore, you merely loosen the pinching grip around the base of his scrotum and the dam will burst. He will shoot out uncontrollably into the collection tube. Observe. What's the matter, baby? Do you want to come? Do you? Poor dear. Mummy is squeezing the base of your scrotum so tight, not letting any of that semen out. Oh, poor baby. Listen to my baby cry and weep. You want to come so bad, don't you? My poor little boy. If I let you come, do you promise to always be a good boy for your mummy? Do you? Do you promise to always do whatever mummy says? Do you? Oh, good boy. You are a good boy. Yes, I think my baby has cried and pleaded enough. Are you ready? Are you? Here we go, baby. Listen to my voice, honey. Listen to me and obey. Shoot. 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 That's it. Good boy. Oh, you're coming so hard. Oh, my poor baby is shooting so much. Keep on shooting, honey. Shoot. 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 Oh, listen to all that screaming. So much screaming and so much coming. What a poor little baby. Good boy. Good boy. I'm just going to do some deep, slow strokes back and forth to wring out any more semen that's still left in his shaft. Notice how his whole body is still shaking with tears flowing down his face from his orgasm. This is perfectly natural and the effect you want to achieve. Did you all hear how he was wailing mummy during much of his ejaculation? That's exactly what you want and displays how much the submissive imprinting was working on him. There. Now, you might think after all that coming that he's completely spent, but that's not the case. Males never shoot out all of their balls' contents in one ejaculation. So, how do you get what's left? Very simple, ladies. We use those luscious lips that the goddess gave us and we suck it out. Normally, I would do this myself, but since I need to continue the lecture, I've asked for one of my fellow headmistresses to help me. This is Miss Vent. As you can see, her lips are just like mine and have attained the full, thick, cock-sucking lips that all women acquire through maturity and experience. Miss Vent, if you will. As you can see, our test subject's penis has softened a bit after his orgasm, but Miss Vent will take care of that. Even though his penis is very sensitive right now and raw, slow and tender lickings along it will awaken it again. You can see the shocked look on his face as she licks him up and down. He's starting to plead and ask her to stop. Just ignore him. Just keep licking. He will get hard against his will. There. You can see it getting fully erect again. Miss Vent will now start the sculpting phase. Miss Vent has placed the boy's penis all the way in her mouth and has tightened her lips around the base of his shaft, forming an airtight seal. Her tongue is now sculpting all over his trapped penis, going up and down and around it. He is occasionally emitting pre-cum, which she sucks down her throat when she tastes it. This is a preparation phase to get his penis primed for feeling intense stimulation again. Normally, if I was sucking him, I would not be able to talk to him during this phase, but since Miss Vent is attending him, I can further imprint on him. Please note, if you like, you can always use the help of another woman during this fellatio portion so you can still talk to the boy and imprint his submissiveness. How are you feeling, little one? Isn't it so amazing to be trapped in your mummy's mouth? Can you feel how her tongue just lovingly goes all over that little penis of yours? And she lovingly swallows whenever she tastes some of your delicious milk. You're in heaven, aren't you? It's much nicer than the aggressive stroking Mummy was doing earlier, isn't it? That was just too intense, wasn't it? But this just feels like floating through heaven. Your tender penis is just being loved and worshipped and coddled in Mummy's mouth. Yes, it is, baby. So this sculpting phase has lulled the boy into a false sense of security and bliss. You can see how his head is tilted back and he can barely keep his eyes open as his penis is just licked and sucked, effectively hypnotizing him. He won't notice at first when you begin to slowly suck and start moving your head back and forth over his trapped penis. See how Miss Vent is now doing that? She has formed a tight suction with her cheeks all around his cock in her mouth as she slowly pistons up and down with her lips. The boy is still hypnotized, making little moaning sounds. See now how Miss Vent's suction is so tight around his cock, you can see every contour of it through her cheeks. He will begin to notice this pressure soon. Now, Miss Vent has increased her tempo. Notice the boy now. He's coming out of his blissful haze and his penis and balls are feeling an increase of pressure on them that they have never felt before. He's beginning to panic. Notice him try to shake and pull at his bonds. He's frightened of the impending orgasm because he's beginning to feel that it will be even more powerful than his first. He is correct. Proper cock sucking to fully drain the balls after initial stroking orgasm is always much more powerful. Now, he's beginning to weep and plead again. If you are sucking him, you should just ignore him and keep building the sucking pressure, wave upon wave. If you are helping another woman, you can do further imprinting on him. Oh, my poor baby. Is it scary? Is it? It feels like Mummy is building something up inside of you with a relentless sucking, doesn't it? You didn't think you had anything more to give, but your Mummy is sucking and sucking. She's going to take everything out of you, honey. You have more to give, and Mummy is going to take it, dear. And there's nothing you can do about it. Shh. Shh. There. So much whimpering and crying. Poor little baby is so scared. Let me sing you a little lullaby, honey. Hush, little baby, don't you cry. Mummy's going to suck you dry. If my baby doesn't come, Mummy's going to keep sucking you some. When my baby finally bursts, it's going to be much more than the first. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. Mummy's going to suck you dry. This is it, baby. This is it. It's time to come for your mummy, baby. You can't hold it back. No, you can't stop it from happening. You're going to come. You're going to come. You're going to come so hard. It's going to happen, baby. Oh, yes. Don't fight it, honey. Don't fight it. Mummy is sucking you so hard. Oh, baby. Come, baby. Come, baby. Come. Come. That's it. Good boy. Oh, what a good boy. You're coming so hard. Oh, that's screaming. Oh, my poor baby. Coming so hard. Oh, baby. It's not stopping. Mummy's not stopping. Oh, you're coming so hard. So hard. Why won't Mummy stop? Why won't Mummy stop? It's because she owns you. Yes, she does. She owns you. Come for Mummy. Keep coming for Mummy. Good boy. Good boy. Well, there you have it. Let's give a nice round of applause to Miss Vent. Very nice. Very nice, thank you. As you can see, the boy has passed out from his mind-shattering orgasm. That's natural and nothing to worry about. He will awaken in a little bit. A daily ball draining like this will leave the male utterly subservient to you. He will follow you and obey you meekly because you have imprinted your dominance over him. I hope you found today's demonstration informative and useful. Class dismissed.